Good evening, everyone. God bless you. And the Lord grant you all that Calvary has provided for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you and adore your name. We glorify you and honor you. And we're asking, Lord, you do great things every heart, in every life, even tonight, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Another amen. God bless you. You can sit down. Now, if I were to talk on just one thing, and I don't have time to talk about any other thing, what one single thing will I talk about? The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, that without faith, it's impossible to please God. If there's anything to talk about then, it is the faith that allows us to please God. He could have chosen any other word. He could have said, without good works, it's impossible to please God. Without good behavior, it's impossible to please God. Without a good attitude, it's impossible to please God. Without dutifulness, I work, I'm dutiful at that. I want to please God. But no, it says there is one thing, one solitary thing. Without faith, it's not that it's difficult to please God. No, it's impossible to please God. What should I have then? What should I seek after? What shall I grab? What shall I hold? The faith that pleases God. I hear Jesus saying in John chapter 8, verse 24, except you believe in me, you will die in your sin. How important then that we believe on him. The word believe is the verb for the noun faith. That you believe in him. And he says that is so essential. That is so indispensable. That except you believe that he is the one, you will die in your sin. And Jesus, as was speaking to his own disciples, he was looking ahead to the time he will come again. And then he asked a question. When the Son of Man shall come, shall he find faith on the earth? Think about that. He's coming again. And when he comes, he'll be looking for one thing in your heart, in your church, in your nation, in the world, on the earth. He says, when the Son of Man cometh, will he find faith on the earth? If there's one thing then I need to think about, if there is one thing you need to possess towards God, it is that faith. That's why tonight I'm talking on the transforming faith in Christ our Savior. Transforming faith. When faith comes, because it is what sets God in action. When faith comes, because faith is what draws all the benefits and the blessings of Calvary unto man. When faith comes, it is what takes a son, a child of Adam, and makes him the very son of the Almighty. That's why we're talking about faith. It is transforming nation. That's why we're talking about faith. It is ability to change the heart, change the mind, change the body, and turn everything negative into positive. I'm talking, as I said, on transforming faith in Christ our Savior. As we look at Hebrews chapter 11, reading from verse 28 there, it says, through faith, He kept the Passover. He's talking about Moses there. He kept the Passover. He's talking about the children of Israel. Moses led them to keep the Passover because something devastating was going to happen. And God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And he told them what to do. And when they did what he told them to do, he passed over them. Death, the death penalty, was canceled. Life, life eternal, life abundance came to them because through faith, by faith, through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood. And then he said, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. And that's what we are talking about tonight. And as I, you know, present faith to you tonight, I need to so describe faith that there will be no shadow of doubt in your heart. If that is faith, I can do that. I can have that. I can manifest that. I can operate that. And once you are able to manifest and operate that faith in Christ, everything will be made possible in your life. And it's tonight. I said your night is tonight. How do I talk about this faith? The easiest way for me to make it clear to you is to spell the word faith. F-A-I-T-H. F is freedom. Freedom through the Passover. Those children of Israel, they were in bondage. Bondage to the idols of Egypt. Bondage to the philosophy and the oppression of Egypt. But in the faith they had that sets them free. And today is still the same. The F, and I cannot spell that word faith without coming through that F, freedom, through the Passover. How about A? The A in the faith is acceptance of the promise. The Lord promised them. And he said, when I see the blood on the lintel, on the post of your door, I will pass over you. And the destroying angel will not come into your house. And it is still the same today. The blood of Jesus is your protection. It's your preservation. The blood of Jesus is what takes you very different from the people that do not have the mark of the blood. And they add that because they accepted the promise. A, in the faith, in the acceptance of the promise. How about the I that follows? I is the implementation of his precept. Have you seen, have you read about those children of Israel? And he said, take a lamb. And it's a lamb without blemish, without spot. And kill that lamb because they should have died. And the spotless lamb will be their substitute. And he told them, and pour the blood on the basin. And take a hyssop, a kind of plant, and dip in that blood and put there. They are to implement the precept. That's faith, that's faith. When he tells you to do something, and he says, this is how salvation comes, you implement that. The precept is the commandment. The precept is what he says you must do. Christ has done what he needs to do. God has done what he needs to do. There is a divine human partnership in getting salvation, in having forgiveness, in having healing, in having any blessing from God. The divine human partnership. God has done his part. Now he gives you a precept and you implement that precept. The T is to trust. You're trusting in his power. What can he not do? He can do everything. Had the power to create the earth, had the power to create the universe, had the power to create man, had the power to recreate and to refine and to reform and to transform every life. And we trust in that power. That is faith. H is hearing with personalization. You see, you can read the Bible. There are people that tell us they have read the Bible from cover to cover. The problem with some people is that they do not personalize everything God has said unto them. They know the general thing, but they do not come to the particular application of the word in their lives. But if we have faith in God, faith is hearing with personalization. That you personalize that. That's for me. Christ died for the world. Yes, that's my world. That's me. And Christ will heal every sickness. That's me. Christ will transform your life. And whatever you detest in life, and you're saying, how can I go through life with this? There's a promise of God with your problem attached to that, and you claim that and you make that personal. Faith is hearing with personalization. Let's go through one by one. Number one is freedom through the Passover. Freedom through the Passover. You know the story, so I will not belabor the point. But the thing is, in Exodus chapter 12, reading from verse 11, it says, "And thus shall ye eat it with your loins girded." Ready for your freedom. Ready to go out. Bondage of centuries. Bondage of hundreds of years. They were now to be free. And God said, get ready. And he says, your shoes on your feet and your staff in your hand. And ye shall eat it in haste, because it is the Lord's Passover. It's not your Passover. It is the Lord's Passover. It is not Moses' Passover. It is the Lord's Passover. And when Christ died on the cross of Calvary, the blood of the perfect Son of God, the blood of the Holy Son of God, the blood of the spotless Son of God becomes a Passover. And then it says in verse 12 it says, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast." And then he says, against all the gods and the idols of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And then he says, look at this now in verse 13. In verse 13 it says, "And the blood shall be to you for a token." And then he says, "Upon the houses where ye dwell, where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you." You missed a good amen there. Amen. "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." If you trace the history of the blood, look at Adam and Eve, they had sinned. Their relationship and fellowship with God have been broken. They took fig leaves and closed themselves. And God came, "Adam, where are you?" They were separated from God. They were in the garden, but they didn't have the presence of God with them. "Adam, where are you?" And then after all the excuses, and after seeing what they clothed themselves with, God himself slew a lamb. And then with the skin of that lamb, He covered them. If your sins are going to be blotted out, if your sins are going to be covered from the face of the Almighty, it is the blood of the Lamb. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And here comes the children of Israel. They were all sinners, as the Egyptians were sinners, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And now God said, you ought to die. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. But there is a way out. A substitute will die for you. A substitute will be sacrificed for you. And then you believe that, you will take the blood of that lamb and strike it on the post of your houses. And when I see the blood, not when I see your money, when I see your good works, when I see your church attendance, when I see your religion, when I see your good deeds, I will, no. All the good works in the world that you could do for all eternity will not make you to be saved. But when I see the blood, when you believe in the blood, that the blood of Jesus is what cleanses you from all sin, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. In Leviticus, we are told it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. And then we're told in Isaiah that he, Christ, who will become the Lamb, is slain for us. He was smitten of God. And then it says, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And now we come on to the New Testament, and John saw Jesus coming the next day. And as he said, behold, 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 the Lamb of God. What Exodus had spoken about in symbol, in prophecy, now it comes. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. It is the blood of Jesus. And when you accept that tonight, you believe that tonight, all your sins are forgiven, all your sins are taken away, and then you have freedom. Freedom from sin and freedom from the judgment to come. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 there. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, it says, purge out therefore the old leaven. You know, so we'll go back to Exodus. Take leaven out of your house, because leaven that makes everything that do to swell, that's a symbol of evil, a symbol of sin. And it says, you purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lamb, as ye are unleavened. It says, for even Christ, look at this, even Christ, look at what the Spirit of God is saying, even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. What's the F in faith? Is freedom through the Passover. Now go to the next letter. That is the A. A is acceptance of the promises, the acceptance of the promises. And that's how salvation comes. That's how we escape the judgment of God, when I accept the promise of God. Moses, go tell them, I am come to deliver them from the bondage of Egypt. When they accepted that, that's how the deliverance came. And when the word of God says, call upon me, I will save you. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the promise of God. When I accept that, then he saves me. And when he says, tell them, I will come and heal him. That's his promise. And because he has promised, when you accept the promise, that is how He saves us. Somebody has promised to give you an amount of money. You have not seen the money. You have not touched the money. You have not got the money. But you believe that. And then you're already happy. You're satisfied. You say, all the things I wanted to pay for this and pay for this and pay for that, I have got the money. Show me the money. It's not in my hand yet, but I accept the promise. And that is accepting the promise of a man. When you accept the promise of God and you say that is mine, because it says, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Thank you, Lord. I believe that I am saved. That's how the salvation comes. And when he says to the centurion, centurion, what are you doing here? I came to Jesus to tell him, my servant is grievously, terribly tormented of the devil, of a palsy, and I need healing. And Jesus said, I will come and heal him. I believe that. I accept that. Nothing can hinder him. He said, I will come and heal him. Not even a Satan, a devil can twist that. Not even a demon can change that. Because when Jesus says, I will, that's the eternal one. That's the truth personified saying, I will. And when God says, I will in your life, it's done. Yeah. When he says, that brain problem is cured tonight, because it's his promise, it is done. When he says, that need is fulfilled in your life, it is done. You are in for a miracle tonight. Amen. Because you accept the promise of the Lord. Look at Romans. In Romans chapter 4. And I'm looking at verse 18. Romans chapter 4. We're looking at verse 18. Who against hope believed in hope. When the situation appeared hopeless, that no man, no science, nobody could assure Abraham as to having a child, he said, against hope, he believed in hope that he might become, underline that word, faith makes us to become who we were not. Faith makes us to be who we were not. Because faith transforms. And faith changes the situation. It changes the situation of your heart, of your spirit, of your soul, even of your body, and changes your destiny. I said faith changes your destiny. And you become. It says to become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. Look at verse 19. In verse 19 it says, and be not weak in faith. Think about that. The man Abraham was weak in the body, but not weak in faith. He was weak in human description, human understanding, but not weak in faith. The strength of your faith will transform the weakness of your body. The strength of your faith will transform everything that the human life and human knowledge is saying, because he was not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead. Considered not his own body now dead. Every time you face a situation, you can consider that situation, or you can pack that situation aside and consider him who hangs on the cross for you. You can consider your dead body. You can consider the diseased body. You can consider your sick body. Or you say, no, I have nothing to do with that sick body. I'm going to consider him who is going to give me life. When you do that, the life coming from Christ, coming from Calvary, will come into you and transform and knock out that death in the body in Jesus' name. Oh, you say, Pastor, I struggle with that. I say, what do you struggle with? I want to get that out so that I don't consider that. I want to consider only what Christ has done at Calvary. That's like, you know, a young person telling me there was darkness in the room. And then I'm trying to get rid of the darkness. I say, my son, how do you do that? He says, I'm shouting at the darkness, get out of here. I'm telling the darkness, I don't want you here. I say, you know, we don't drive away darkness like that. He says, Pastor, Daddy, how do you drive out darkness? I say, look at that wall there. You'll find some switch there. Okay, what do I do with that? I said, turn on that switch. Just the touch of that switch will bring the light and darkness will be nowhere to be found. Switch on your switch of faith and say, in Christ I believe. I believe all those promises he has given me, darkness will flee away. Disease will flee away. Demons will pack their load and go from your family. And all the things of the devil, all the works of the devil will be destroyed because Christ is the light of the world. Accept his promises. And then it says, when he was 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. And then it says in verse 20, it says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Think about that. Unbelief makes people to stagger. It's like they're drunk. It's like they're not in good use of their faculties. Unbelief will make you go there, go there, go there, and all the time you are staggering. But he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. Strong in faith, giving glory to God. In verse 21, and being fully persuaded. What's faith? Persuasion. I'm persuaded that God is still alive. That's faith. I'm persuaded that God will do what he said he'll do. That's faith. I'm persuaded that God is such a merciful, compassionate God, he will forgive all your sin. That's faith. I'm persuaded. I'm fully persuaded. That means no shadow of doubt in your heart. Be fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. That in the case of God, there's no difference, there's no distance between promise and performance. In the sight of God, there's no difference, there's no distance between prayer and performance. And the moment you open your mouth and say, Lord, I believe, tonight it is done. And the Philippian jailer asked, tell me, sirs, what shall I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the promise. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. What's faith? Acceptance of his promises. Look at I there. I is the implementation of his precept. Let's come back to our story there. God said, take a lamb without blemish. They had to do that because that's precept, that's command. And he took the lamb and were waiting for the next instruction. Slay that lamb. They slew the lamb. Collect the blood in the bowl. And they did that. All was implementation of his precept. And then after that, he said, take of that blood now And let there be a sign that you have believed. A sign you have heard my word. A sign that you have obeyed my word. A sign that you implement what I told you. And you put it there. Now you can go to sleep. Because once he sees the blood, no death angel will have the authority or the audacity to come into you and touch you. And no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. All the evil people can do, you will overcome in Jesus' name. Because you implement the precept of the Lord. And it's very simple. Go take a lamb. Anybody can do that. And everybody can do that. And slay the lamb. Anybody can do that. And get the blood into the bowl. Anybody can do that. All you need to do is implement his precept. You remember the story. There was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And Jesus was there and his disciples. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, also was invited. And they were all there. But the wine finished. And they needed the wine. And so the mother of Jesus told him, they have no wine. And the answer Jesus gave the mother did not shut her up. There are people, they can easily be discouraged. He said, what have I got to do with you, woman? My hour is not. Okay, I leave that in your hand. But Mary did not leave that. He went to those people that were servants there. He said, look at him. His name is Jesus. And whatsoever he says unto you, do it. Whatsoever he says unto you, do it. Look at John chapter 2. I'm reading there from verse 5. In John chapter 2 verse 5, his mother says unto the servants, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. Now, the mother of Jesus was saying, I know him. He's a son, he's the son of God. And he came by prophecy. And he is God in human flesh. And whatever you need or you need to do is listen to his precept. And implement that precept whatsoever he says unto you, do it. Now, that precept may look unreasonable. Don't use your brain. You cannot reason out God. He is greater than your brain, greater than your mind. Do not, turn it over and say, I never heard that before. You need wine, and it says, fill the water pots with water. I never had that before. Even if you've never had that before, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. I'm looking at the history books, and I want to find out in the history of the world where somebody needed wine, the best of wine, and then he goes to draw water. I've never read that. Don't argue. Whatsoever he says unto you, do it. It's not in history. It's not in science. It's not in, demography. I've never seen this in any place. We're talking about Christ, and he is the Lord of angels and men. He is the Lord of all material things. And so Mary got it right. He said, if you need a miracle, if you need salvation, if you need healing, if you need the power of God to bear on your life and drive impossibility away, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. All right, we are waiting. And Jesus said, servants, you see those water pots there? Yes. Fill the water pots with water. No argument. Implementation of his precept. And he did. And without saying a word of prayer, he said, draw it out now. How are we going to? We put water there. If you put water there, you're going to get water. Don't argue. The implementation of his precept. And he drew the water. He said, take it to the master of ceremony. And they didn't say, we'll be making fools of ourselves. What kind of people are we going to be? We'll draw water, we'll know it's water. And then we'll go to give to the master of ceremony. Whatsoever he says unto you, please tell me back. Do it. And then they gave to the master of ceremony. He tasted that. And he said, where did you get this one? This is the best wine that never makes anybody drunk, and yet you enjoy it. This is the best wine I have ever drunk. And he called the man that, was responsible and said, where did you keep this one? Even all the things were drunk before this time. This is the very best. That is how the best of miracles will come upon your life. Because he from Calvary is still speaking. He from the very throne of God is still speaking. And his word has given us what he's still speaking today. And I'm sure as you do and implement what he has called you to do, a miracle will happen. Jesus, your friend Lazarus, is sick. And Jesus waited. And then eventually Jesus told his own disciples, our friend Lazarus is dead. He first of all said, he's asleep. But they didn't understand. Oh, they said, if he's sleeping, he'll get up. No, he's saying he is dead. Now he told them, let's go there and wake him up. Why did you say he was sleeping? Because like it's easy for you to wake up somebody who is sleeping, it's as easy for him to wake up somebody who is dead. Always think about that. If you can wake up somebody who is sleeping, he can wake up somebody who is dead. And then they got there. When they got there, Martha came and said, Master, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And he said, where did you lay him? But she said, but I believe that whatever you will ask God now, he will do it for you. Isn't that all we need to? It's not what I ask God. It's not what you ask God. Who are you? Who am I? But whatever he will ask God on your behalf, God will do it. And so, as we are going, Mary also came. And Mary said the same thing, Master, Rabbi, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And where did you lay him? And they showed him. And in John chapter 11, verse 35, he wept. Now, tears don't cancel faith. That he wept did not cancel what he said. Lazarus, our friend, is dead. And we're going to wake him up. Don't allow your tears to wash away your faith. Tears, in spite of your tears. And despite your tears, your faith will quicken the deadness of your life in Jesus' name. But remember, what we're talking about is the implementation of his precept. Now he's going to give them a precept, a command. He said, take ye away the stone. Take ye away the stone. Human, divine partnership. Do your part. God will do his part. I said, God will do his part in your life. And so Martha said, Lord, didn't I tell you, he's been dead for 4 days. And even he's thinking of Jesus said, Martha, faith is implementation of his precept. Do what I've said. And he took away the stone. That was all. And when Jesus looked up to God and said, Father, I know you have heard me already when I thought about it, when I spoke about it to my disciples, and I said, we're going to go there and wake him up. Already you have heard me. It doesn't take you kneeling down, rising up, shouting and spinning and all that. When I mentioned it, you have heard me already. And after that, he turned to the grave and said, Lazarus, even the dead will hear his voice. I said, the dead will hear his voice. Rise up. And Lazarus rose up. After they took away the stone. Faith is the implementation of his precept. I'm looking at the T there. T is trust in his power. Your trust in his power. That word trust is the Old Testament word used for faith. Trust him. Trust his word. Trust his power. Trust his promises. And as you trust him, even tonight, your problems are solved. Amen. You trust him tonight, your soul is saved. You don't trust your feeling. If you trust your feeling will be talking nonsense unto you. Because it is trust that makes sense. Trying, feeling, talks nonsense. That's what Abraham realized. That's why he trusted the Lord. Trust his power. We're told in Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, I'm reading here from verse 13. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 13, and again, I will put my trust in him. It's a personal decision. I will put my trust in him. I will. I may feel this way or feel that way, but I know that faith is trusting in his power. I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children whom God, which God has given me, were for signs and for wonders in Israel. A sign in your life. Signs and wonders in your life. How? Just trust him. Trust his power. And now I come to the H. H is hearing with personalization. It's not what I hear. It's what I internalize and personify in my life. The promises of God are there. And those promises are for you. You personalize that. You say, it's me. If nobody else gets anything, I will get what Christ has provided for me. I'm talking about you there. And your miracle, your healing, your salvation will not escape you in Jesus' name. Look at Mark chapter 5. We're looking at verse 27. This is a woman that has suffered terribly, and she's lost all her finance, lost her health, and you could even see the result of the sickness, the issue of blood on her. But then it says, when she had heard of Jesus, she had heard of Jesus, the Savior, Jesus, the healer, Jesus that makes everything possible in our lives. She had heard of Jesus. She came in the press, in the crowd, among the multitude behind, and touched his garment. Look at verse 28. In verse 28, for she said, if I may but touch his clothes, it's a personal thing. She personalized that. She said, if I don't get it, it's not Peter's fault. It's not James's fault. It's not John's fault, because it's available for me, as he is available for everyone. And Christ is impartial. He does not discriminate. And what he gives to that, he'll give to me. And I've heard that Jesus went about doing good. And what she had heard, she personalized that, internalized that. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. And intention is good. I will touch. That's intention. But it is action that makes intention reality. I will touch. That's intention. If I may but touch, that's intention. If I can so get so near, if I can, if I do, I intend. That's only intention. Follow it up with action. Action. And as you follow it with action, a miracle will come your way. Look at verse 29. In verse 29, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. That disease will dry up. Yeah. The cancer will dry up. Yeah. Because you hear and you personalize that word. And says, she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. 12 years of problem vanished away. 40 years of problem will vanish away. What Jesus did in days gone by is going to do in your life in the day in which we live. Because Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Look at verse 34. In verse 34, it says very clearly, and he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Thy faith is available for everyone. For the one who comes and he believes and he touches the Lord will touch you. The Lord will transform you. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Let's wrap up and round up with Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandment, that's his precept, and keep all the statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee. I will put none of these diseases upon thee. If a dog strays in the front of your door, you don't open the door, because that's not your dog. You're not expecting that dog. That dog strayed into your environment. If you open the door, that means to welcome that dog. And you will not welcome any disease. Yeah. It is not yours. God has not sent it to you. It might be on the Egyptian, might be on the Canaanites, might be on the people that hate God. I love God. I said I love God. And he says, I will not put any of these diseases upon you which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am. I love those words, I am. It's never I was, and was full stop. It's never I will be, full stop. It says, I am even today. even now, even here, I am the Lord that healeth thee. You hear that with personalization. He's talking to me. He says he will heal me. He says he will save me. He says, call upon me and I will hear you. Your time has now come. He will save everyone that calls upon him. Why? Because there's freedom through the Passover. There is acceptance of his promise because there is the implementation of his precept, and because there is trust in his power, and because there is hearing with his personalization. I personalize it. All the promises of God are mine. The salvation of God is mine. The healing of the Lord is mine. Total deliverance is mine. Freedom, forgiveness is mine tonight. You believe that? I said you believe that? You accept that? And you implement what it says you should do, and you trust him. I trust him. I trust him. Actually, faith is forsaking all. I trust him. I forsake my feeling. I forsake my weakness. I forsake my past. Forsaking all, I trust him. Your time to do that has now come. Yes. Heads bowed and eyes closed. God wants to forgive all the sins you ever committed in your life right now. God wants to put everything together and put them in the sea of God's forgetfulness. God wants to erase all the condemnation and all the guilt you carry. And he says, I want to do it now. And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be forgiven. Personalize that promise of God in your life. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You want to take that salvation of the Lord. You want this privilege that is given to you right now, that he wants to forgive you and save you wherever you are. Just raise up that hand there. God bless you there. God bless you there. Anywhere you are, just raise up that hand. And I believe salvation is mine. Forgiveness is mine. You're raising up your hand. Please stand up. Stand up for Jesus. Anywhere you are, you're saying, I want him to take my guilt away, to take my condemnation away. I want him to give me the freedom from my past life. And he has promised he will do that. When I see his blood on you by faith, I will pass over you. Tell the Lord while you're raising up your hand, while you're standing up, tell him, oh Lord, I come. Oh Lord, I come. You promised me, and I know you will not renege. You'll not go back on your promises. I take that. I believe that. I believe in Christ, my Savior. He died for me. I'm going to pray with you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for everyone that is trusting in the blood that was shed, that Christ shed on the cross of Calvary. I pray for everyone now accepting the promise of God that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I pray for everyone implementing the precept, repent and turn away, and they are turning unto you. I pray for everyone trusting you for their salvation, eternal life right now. I pray for everyone that knows this salvation is for them personally. Lord, I pray, according to your word of faith, save them, forgive them, cleanse them, take the burden of guilt and condemnation away from them in Jesus' name. Let your spirit bear witness in their hearts. They are now children of God. The burden is rolled away. The freedom has now come. No more condemnation for them who are now in Christ. Confirm it, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is done. It is done. It is done. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Keep on standing. We'll call Deeper Life overseer in Australia to lead us briefly in this session. Then I'll come back. You are healed tonight.
Amen. Still in that very solemn atmosphere, we want those who are identifying with Christ. This is public identification with Christ. And there's nothing to be ashamed about it. There's nothing to be, you know, nothing to hide. You are publicly saying, I am for Christ. And when you are doing that, you are turning your back to the devil. And you are following Jesus. And so, ushers, those who are having those green clothes are with you. And also on the screen is being displayed. I hope you can see something on the screen. Yeah. If you scan that QR code, then you'll be able to get your contact details, your phone, and your email address, so we can be able to reach you with materials that will help you to systematically work and keep your experience with Christ. One thing I have observed my years in the ministry is many people give their life to Christ, but the ability to continue. And Jesus said, if you continue in my words, it is then I will know you are my disciples indeed. So that continuity is essential. And step by step, Pastor William Kumuyi has prepared materials that has helped thousands and millions of people now, including myself, that has helped us to stand. And those materials are available. And that's why we need those details. We'll be able to send them to you, and we'll send them to you one after the other. We'll answer your questions, and Pastor Kumuyi and his team will continue to pray for you. If you're identifying with Christ, you're identifying with a great thing. You are, you know, joining the wagons of people, battalions, soldiers of Christ, and you cannot fail. I say you will not fail. And by the grace of God, you will be helped through, and you will be assisted. And the prayer of the pastor, this pastor whose prayer has kept us years and years, that we have no moment of turning back. If you're about Christians, my dad has said, there's even no time in my life that I will say, nah, you went back for some few hours, a few days, a few weeks. We have no moment like that. How did that happen? Systematic teaching, step-by-step discipling. And that is what we want to do. So allow us to have access to you, and you can have access to us. And the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. I said the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Maybe you've received before. You are renewing it. So maybe yours is a recommitment. Still, follow the step. because those materials will help you. Those materials will help you. Now it's time for the prayer of the man of God. Remember what I told you yesterday. Whatsoever he says unto you, do it. Listen to this. When the man of God was praying and asking people in the congregation to lay their hands on where they are having problems, people have laid hands on their stomach. People have laid hands on their head for mental cases, and it's been rolled away by a simple prayer. A simple prayer will change your situation tonight. I say a simple prayer will change your situation tonight. So let's welcome Pastor Dr. William Kumi to the stage. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Pastor. Praise the Lord. Your miracle will not escape you. And you will not escape your miracle. Anywhere you are, identify the problem. This problem tonight will go. This sickness will be healed. This oppression will be taken away. That depression will be totally removed tonight. Whatever is the challenge, just raise up your hand. You're raising up your hand to identify, I have a prayer request. And then you lay your hand where you have the challenge. If it's kind of depression or mental, emotional, just lay your hand on your heart. If it's a physical problem, you lay your hand where the physical problem is. And it doesn't take a long time. Once you believe, the Passover, and once you accept the promise, and once you implement the precept, and you trust in his power, and you hear with personalization, that is mine, it's yours tonight. And then after the prayer, after the final amen, amen means so it is, it has been done. You'll check yourself, you'll find your miracle waiting for you there as you check yourself. We're praying now, Father, we thank you. You're a great God, loving God, compassionate God. You never say no to any request that is made in the name of Jesus, your only begotten Son. We come before you, making requests for every man, every woman, every brother, every sister, that this problem of sickness, take it away in Jesus' name. Amen. Whatever the name of the sickness, cancer, be healed in Jesus' name. Ulcer, be healed in Jesus' name. Hemorrhage, issue of blood, dry up now in Jesus' name. Pile, you are healed in Jesus' name. Skin problem, the Lord is touching you right now, be healed in Jesus' name. Stiffness in your joints, arthritis, couldn't bend down, couldn't get up, and pain at the back, I pray that all the arthritis will be touched right now by the Lord. You are healed in Jesus' name. And any demonic oppression attacking you and afflicting you, I cancel that oppression attacking your life in Jesus' name. And I pray those things walking about in the body here and there, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Any brain problem because of whatever reason, Lord, I pray, touch the brain, touch the mind, and let everything become normal right now in Jesus' name. that attack and that affliction of the enemy, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, I pray for those who are blind or have dimness of sight. I pray the power of God will touch your sight right now. Amen. Lord, open those blind eyes in Jesus' name. You have paralysis. Lord, I pray the strength of the Lord will enter into your bone structure right now. Rise up and walk in Jesus' name. Amen. Deafness, be removed in Jesus' name. Dumbness, be removed in Jesus' name. Lord, everyone without exception, give everyone the needed healing, the needed deliverance, and the needed miracle. Amen. We know it is done. Amen. We know you cannot fail, you will not fail. Amen. I pray, Lord, let them receive what you have given now. Amen. And confirm the healing, the deliverance, the miracle, the freedom. Confirm it in every life. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is done. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.